Now, we learned a couple of weeks ago that 100% of New South Wales is now either in drought or drought affected, with many farming regions completely crippled by the big dry. Water and hay is now being trucked around the country just to keep animals alive. Here in Sydney, we haven't really felt the brutal impacts of the drought just yet, but how is this lack of rain affecting our city's water supplies? Joining us on the line now is Dr. Ian Wright, Senior Lecturer from the School of Sciences and Health at Western Sydney University and former Sydney water scientist. Ian, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Tess. Good morning.
So it hasn't rained properly in Sydney for such a long time. How are our water supplies actually looking at the moment?
It has been really dry, and it's unusual that a drought in central New South Wales actually hits the coast. Our supplies have dropped in Sydney very steeply, and this is of historic proportions. We've actually lost 25% of our full capacity in our dams in 12 months. That is really, really big.
That is a terrifying number, actually. I did not expect it to be that much.
No, it is. And we're at just over 65% capacity, which is, when you start, that's not bad. But when you consider that last year, this time, we were at 91%.
Whoa.
Which was cruising. So it's just an indication about, and everyone who thinks about this thinks, what it could happen if we have another year or two of this.
Well, what I guess could happen if we have another year or two of this?
Well, we have Sydney Water and the New South Wales government has a complex series of basically drought strategies. So in the millennium drought, you know, from, you know, the late 1990s through to 2007, we really dodged a bullet in Sydney, but we got very, very low and we learnt a lot. So they will introduce water restrictions and progressively look for more water sources, but really encourage people to use a lot less.
And so what sort of levels do dams have to hit for the water restrictions to actually come into effect?
Well, I should have said, just before water restrictions, we're at 65%, 65.7 to be precise. At 60%, the desalination plant at Kurnell, that we pay a lot through our water rates for, that will actually cut in. That will start to provide roughly 15% of our water supply. So the rate of decline at this rate it'll be a slightly lower rate of decline. But then at 50%, then water restrictions are planned to cut in.
So the desalination will kick in before water restrictions. I guess that sounds like good news on the surface.
Well, that's right. But you know, I'd be interested to hear what your listeners think, Tess, but this is a severe drought, and it's a fairly sudden onset drought, both in inland New South Wales, southern Queensland in particular, and it's hitting us on the coast. And I think there's an outpouring, I think it's fair to say, and a lot of the community want to do something. And my feeling is, bring on the restrictions now. I think that's the sort of feeling that I'm getting resonating in the community.
I mean, it certainly makes sense sort of having shorter showers and, you know, watering the garden with a little bit less than you normally would. I guess people are sort of beginning to self-impose some water restrictions, it seems like.
Yeah, that's right. And this might just be laziness, Tess, but I'm an advocate of driving a dirty car with pride. You know, clean your windscreen, but does it need to be washed every week?
I mean, I don't think my car's been washed weekly ever, so that's all right. We're in the same boat there.
Yeah, sure.
And one other option I've heard being spoken about is water recycling.
Oh, look, absolutely. But this is really hard, and this is where we have a little bit of a problem, I think, culturally in Sydney. We go in cycles, and when it's in drought, we want to do things like recycle and reuse, but then dams fill, it rains, and we forget about it. And that's where I think we can learn from Adelaide and Perth, where they're always under water stress. And it's not just when they're in drought, because they're basically in drought all the time. And I agree. We should be exploring and using, and we don't use water anywhere near as much. Often we just use it, flush it, goes out into the sea or to the river.
It's going to be one to keep an eye on as this drought rolls on. But Ian, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Anytime, Tess.
That was Dr. Ian Wright. He's a senior lecturer from the School of Science and Health at Western Sydney University and also a former Sydney water scientist having a chat with us this morning about how the drought might be affecting our water levels here in Sydney.